The Triune God, John chapter 3, verse 1 through 17. Today is Trinity Sunday. Have you ever heard about the term Trinity? Some of you may have and some may have not. Actually, Trinity is not a biblical term, but it is a theological term explaining who is God, based on the Bible. Although you never find the word Trinity in your Bible, you can find God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, which is the concept of the Trinity in the Bible. Trinity and theology has struggled with this question, who is God? Also, many Christians have struggled with this question, who is God? To look for the answer to this question, many theologians proposed various metaphors, symbols, and models about God. However, I think to find the true answer of who God is requires faith in God. Without faith, no one knows for sure about who God really is, because God only reveals himself fully through the intimate relationship with God. For those who love God, God reveals who he really is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8 said, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." Therefore, the process for finding an answer to who God is might be the reason why Christianity, the religion of love, began and is the ultimate purpose of it. Before starting to find out who God is, many philosophers tried to prove the existence or non-existence of God. Although they spent a great amount of time and energy trying to find out the existence or non-existence of God, their idea cannot help but have a limitation, and it comes from the difference between God's nature and human nature. Although we, the human, can discuss the existence of God with our reason, we cannot know God or have a relationship with God only with our reason, because the being of God is always beyond our human reason. Then how can we know God and have a relationship with God? We may find this answer from the relationship within the three persons in one God, Triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the relationship between the Triune God and the world. The doctrine of the Trinity is based on relationship. And in this relationship, the most important point is love, because God is love. Basically, Trinity is the concept of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These three persons in one God is how Trinity explains who God is. Some theologians are opposed to this concept of three persons, especially to God the Father, because they think that since God does not have any gender, Father is a too male-centric expression. However, in the light of the relation and the Triune God, Father is the relational expression to signify the relationship between the three persons. Ultimately, the Triune God works in a relationship based in love. Then, you may wonder why is the doctrine of God is Trinitarian, not Binitarian or Creditarian. Some denominations, such as Unitarians and Jehovah's Witnesses, do not believe in the Triune God. Then, why do we need three persons explain who God is? In my point of view, each of the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, support each other's existence. Each person only could be explained and established by the existence of other two persons, especially to explain the relation between Father and Son. The existence of the Holy Spirit is essential. Without the Holy Spirit, the two natures of Jesus as fully God and fully human cannot be explained. Likewise, in the Triune God, one person could be the reason why the other person has to exist. Since Trinity is utterly impossible to put into words, we often use metaphors to explain the Trinity. One of them is H2O. As H2O, takes three forms, water, ice, and steam, God reveals God's self as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Also, another metaphor is the sun. As the sun makes light and heat, God the Father brings up sun as light and Holy Spirit as heat. They sound plausible, but they cannot explain the Trinity perfectly. Each two exists separately as water, ice, or steam. They exist as either water, ice, or steam. God is individually Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in one substance. Each person in God is somehow distinct yet inseparable. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in one God, each has different purpose, which is creating, redeeming, and sustaining. They are united for each other and working together as one God. There is no hierarchy between the three persons. Remember, we don't believe in three different gods, but we believe in one God. In addition to this, each of the three persons builds a relationship not only with each other as one God, but also with the world. And this relationship is based on love as well. Today's gospel reading clearly tells us about how God started a relationship with the world and us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. God revealed his love to us as he sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him, giving us the most special and greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, is the way that God started a relationship with us. Only love can explain this amazing relationship. And to continue this relationship and make it firm and deep, God the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit work together in us. In today's gospel scripture, through the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, we learned a great lesson in faith. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, without being born from above, no one can enter the kingdom of God and have eternal life. What does it mean, being born from above? Although we do not recognize it seriously, we have experienced being born again and being born anew in many ways throughout our lives. Then what does it mean to be born from above? Basically, everyone is born from a mother. So through this natural birth, we have a life, which is a biological life. But it does not mean that we all have a spiritual life too. Since we became a living being, as God breathed the Spirit of God into us, if we are not spiritually alive, we can't say that we are truly an alive being. However, spiritual life is not given by natural birth, but only by faith in God. Therefore, we are baptized by water and the Spirit to be born again as children of God. But to keep spiritually alive, we are continually in need of the Holy Spirit. Then, how do we receive the Holy Spirit? Whether we notice it or not, God's Spirit is already at work in our life. The Holy Spirit is always seeking to speak to us, call us, form us, shape us, and empower us to help us to do what God wants us to do. But the Spirit will not force herself upon us, so we can either resist the Holy Spirit or welcome and invite the Spirit to work in us. There is no certain way to lead us to be born from above, so it is very important to open ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit. God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us, is the Triune God. If you see the cover page of the bulletin, there is a diagram helping us to understand the Trinity. Like this, although each person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has distinctiveness, still they share the one essence and are united with each other and work together as one God. Likewise, Although each one of us is unique and different, we share the one faith in God and are united with each other and work together as children of God. Within these three circles of relationship and one core circle, we feel safe and secure. But as we escape from this circle because of our sin, we are in danger and insecure, and we are hurt and broken, and we are out of the kingdom of God. To restore who we were originally meant to be, and to go back where we were originally meant to be at, this inner core circle, we need the triune God. When we say that we have faith in God, this means that we have faith in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is creating us, redeeming us, and sustaining us. This triune God is the only subject of our belief and the only subject of our prayers. Triune God is leading, comforting, guiding, shaping, forming, and empowering us to be born from above. Let us praise our triune God. Amen.